Present-day challenge to prayer. Part 2, Chapter 3, being read by Peter John Parisius, also known as Brian Dean. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. Giving thanks always for all things. This is God's command to those who would be full of the Holy Spirit. And no one I have ever known obeyed this command more faithfully than John Hine. It was one great source of his joy, and therefore of his attractive power. Again and again he would declare that if we want to know why trials are sent us, let us begin by thanking God for them, and we will doubtless soon see why they have been sent. We have among ourselves a phrase, praising God through shut teeth. That meant praising God in the face of the greatest troubles and darkest hours of life. This we can always do, for we can never doubt that He is our Father in heaven, and so all must be well for us at all times and in all circumstances. He used to tell of a remarkable experience he had. He and his catechism were all itinerating together in his district. They had arrived at a village, and as it was the hot weather, they had to rise early to go out preaching. This morning, John awoke with one of the worst headaches. It was so painful that he could not lift his head from his pillow. Yet he could look up to his Heavenly Father and thank Him for the love that had permitted that headache. His evangelist carried his bed out to a shady place and then went away to preach at his expressed desire. Now in that village, work among the womenfolk was at a standstill. Some of the men had learned of Christ and confessed Him in baptism, but their wives have never come forward. When spoken to, they would always make the excuse that they had never consulted each other, so that all of them might be baptized together. These women heard of the Padre Sahib was not well, and in a body went to commiserate with him. He spoke to them of the claims of Christ, which they had once admitted. Yes, they believed he had died for them, sinners. John asked them why they had not confessed him before men. They said they had not talked the matter over among themselves. He said there was no time like the present. Let them do so now. To this they agreed, and after some discussion, they all declared that it was plain to them that they ought to be baptized. To the great joy of their husbands and the evangelist, this was done, and John Hyde saw why the headache had been sent. He was enabled to thank God then with understanding. He always declared this experience was a valuable lesson to him and enabled him to thank God for all things at all times. Now this became no mechanical habit on his part, but a deep-rooted principle of his life founded on the experience of God's marvelous love. The deeper our sense of that love, the more we will be able to praise and thank Him. How John Hyde used to agonize in prayer for believers that they might know the love of God. In this matter, he was strictly in the apostolic succession, succession for all missionaries, both men and women. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Psalms 50, verse 23. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13:15.